Go to Jeremiah chapter 29. Now, each week we've been saying a few things before we get into the message. And one of those things is this. How many believe this morning that me speaking to you is not a lecture? I'm not your professor, and this is not your lecture of the week, okay? And so here's what I want to say to you. The utterance that comes forth out of my mouth this morning is not dependent upon how eloquent that I speak, but it is more dependent upon your ability and your desire to receive it. I'm going to say it one more time, because when you come to church, you need to believe that whoever is up here delivering a word from God, and that's what this is. It's a word from God. It's not a lecture. I'm not up here making a speech. I believe that I have received something from the Lord to give to you, so it becomes dependent upon you to receive it in your life and in your heart, so that change and so growth can take place. Now, we believe that the anointing does exactly what it says it will do. It says that it will break yokes and destroy, if you will, and lift burdens off of people's lives. Yokes that we collect in this life that lead us away or steer us out of the will of God. How many know those things need to be broken? And I believe everybody in here wants a place in God where they reach that rich fulfillment. And that's the word. Now listen to me. That's the word the Lord has put into my heart to give to you, that God is taking every one of you in 2009 into your wealthy place. Now that's what we started this series of messages out of Psalm 66:12, where God is taking you to your rich fulfillment. How many of you believe that God is taking you to a place of rich fulfillment? Now, it's not going to happen just because we get saved. There's steps. See, God wanted me to preach, and He wanted me to teach you how to get into your wealthy place. It doesn't come automatic because you made Jesus the Lord of your life. There's some things that you have to do, and there's some foundations that we've laid, and today we're going to get into a few more of those things, because there's things that move us into our wealthy place. We're going to find out there's several things, okay? In other words, you don't just get there because you make Jesus the Lord of your life and just expect to get there. There's some things that have to be changed in your life, and the Word of God is what changes us. Getting the revelation of what God's Word says so that we can heed to what He's directing and telling us to do. Now, here in the book of Jeremiah, had you turn there first, let me kind of just review quickly here. I can't go through everything. Jeremiah 29:11, here is what God said. He said, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." Now, if you're new here and you don't have a Bible, well, you can look on the screen. Now, normally we read out of the New King James Version of the Bible, but when I use other scriptures, like I'm going to ask them to put up the New Living Translation of that same passage, then you can look up there and see what the difference is, because I like the NLT version. It says, "I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good." Now just stop. See, God's got a good plan in 2009. The reason we're teaching this right now is because the world is in a downturn. The world is in a turmoil, okay? But God is not. So the Bible says they are plans for good and not for disaster. God does not have a disaster plan for you and I in 2009. But they are what? To give you a future and a hope. And if you put up the NIV version, because these are three that we used as a foundation scripture, he says again, he says, "I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper." Look at that. "And not to harm you." God does not have a plan to bring harm to your life. "Plans to give you hope and a future. So if you read and you put all those scriptures together, you find out that God has a good plan for our life. God has a plan to give us a good hope and a good future and a good destination, not a disaster plan and not a plan to harm us. Are you with me? And so we shared and we built off of that. And part of moving into your wealthy place, we shared the next week, I believe in the first week of the messages, that God's got a plan, and part of that plan is for you to increase. We talked about how good God's plan is. We saw that it is God's will that we increase. I'll just give you the scriptures. You can write them down. 1 Corinthians 3:6-7.